Er was Eichnishmas, Avi Mori, Yaakov, Yisrael, Pinchas, is Eichnishmas, Daniel, Shane, Mas, Yeshua, Falak. Okay, so this year we're giving today on Hanukkah, and then we're going to have the Yechum Mashiach. And this year I gave yesterday in North Shore. It was North Shore, so we had the Q&A, but okay, we're not going to have that now, but everyone has their own Q&A. Okay. Okay, so the question that we're going to talk about is Shlichus in Neiros Chanukah.
In other words, are there sources? Excuse me, are there sources?
Yeah, there are sources. Yeah. You sent it to the chat. Did you get it, Rav Aaron?
Well, the chat, away from it, I'm coming to you.
The WhatsApp group.
No, I don't see it. I don't see anything in the chat.
In the
WhatsApp chat.
WhatsApp. I don't have WhatsApp.
I'll send it in the Zoom chat.
Zoom chat. Okay.
I'll send it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you got it, Rabbi?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Oh, now I have it. Okay.
Okay, so the Gemara has this famous sugya about how you see the nusach of Birchas HaMitzvah. Should Birchas HaMitzvah be with Al or Lit? Should Al Achilas Matzah? But on the other hand, we say Leishav Masuka, L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. So when do we make the bracha with Al and when do we make the bracha with Labet? Yeah. Al Hashchita. So that's the whole the sugi here. So the Ramban says on page 3, he has a pshat based on the Gemara. And the Kiddush Ramban says like this: when you have to do the mitzvah yourself, L'hanich tefillin, Leishev b'sukkah. No one could put tefillin on for you. No one could sit in the sukkah for you. You have to do it yourself. That's lit. But if something like the burning of the chametz, or b'dikas chametz, so then someone else can do it for you. I'll be your chametz. Sani Omer, on page 3, Shekol mitzvah she'odam yotzei bo lechatchila al yidei acher kigon biur kavu ba'al. Techein shechito milo. Shafilu avi ha-ben she'mitzuva lemul hazbeno im rotzo v'hevi lo moel she'mal oso yotzei dei chovoso. Right? You can have a moel do it. Techein shechito sa'pesach. So like Rabbi Rosenzweig's son-in-law, Rabbi David Weiss, said yesterday in the shiur, that it's result-oriented. Result-oriented, you could make a shliach. But some things, it's a mitzvah begufo. You have to do it yourself. Etc. So then that's all out. But things that you have to do yourself, of a mitzvah, on the second column of page 3, fourth line, a mitzvah she efshar lasos adei shliach, tefillin, tzitzis, yeshiva, sukkah, v'kayotzi bet, v'vachim b'lamed. Kol she b'kosim over lasios. So yes, you told me, we had lokas ner Chanukah, she efshar lasos adei shliach. But, so the Ramban is assuming that you can make a shliach for Ner Chanukah. Say this comes up. Say this, a person's going to be on an airplane, and he's not going to be able to light. So and he's going to be there the whole Zman Hadlach. So some hold that he can make a shliach. Those let the shliach come into your house. You leave him the keys. He'll come into your house and he'll light. So he says, "We told Mahar the luck is nechanika she'efshal asosal de shliach, but yet we still say lahadlik der shalchanika." So the shaila is. Right, so what's the pshat? So he answers, "Tish lomar, lanu shani hasim shad lachem mitzvah atzma hisha osa mitzvah." If it's been parak by member lika, the tzar lishtot tufei bepriti ve'ini yotze elam shal atzma. In other words, true, you can make a shliach, but it still has to be your hadlaka. It still has to be your shaman. In other words, he can't just come and bring his own shaman. It has to be your shaman. And as we see that from the halacha, that if you, by arach sanoi, you go visit somebody, you mishtatev bepruta, so this is, you have a chelik in the shaman. You have a chelik in the shaman. So memelem, so it's not total that it, so you could have a shliach, but on the other hand, it's still, it's still something that has to be yours. Right. So therefore, it says lahadlik ner shulchanik, because lemaisa lahadlik is mashma. There's no shliach. The answer is you can do a shliach for the maisa, but you still have to. It still has to be your shemen. So therefore, it still, at a certain degree, has to be yours. So b'meiluat, therefore the bracha lahadlik there, shulchanik. However, in other words, because if it would be total shlichus and nothing to do with you, you could just do it, so it wouldn't have to be your menorah either. Well, this is the Ramban.
Raman says,
in other words, the Raman says that, right, still has to be Hadlaka mitzvah, also Hadlaka mitzvah asma, the tzarech l'shtafu v'priti, v'eni yotzei ela b'shal asma. That's the Raman. But if you look in Yerushalmi, on the next page, So the Yerushalmi is in Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. Ketzad Mivarchim al Nechanik, Rav Omar Asher Kedushan Mitzvasav Tivano al Mitzvas Hadlokas Nechanik. So he also, they point out, is bothered with this question, and he says that that's not a nusach. The nusach is not Mahadlok. It's al hadlokas neres chanukah. Not like we do. And now it works in very good because you can appoint a shliach, and whenever you can appoint a shliach, you do with al, like al hamila, right? Things that have to do yourself, like no one could put on tefillin for you. No one could sit in the sukkah. Those are the so the Ramban gave a teretz that even though it's a shliach, but it's your oil. But the Yerushalmi says no, al mitzvahs. Hadlakas ner Chanukah. And now let me show you the Tanya Rabosi on page 5. The Tanya Rabosi, that's a Kadmon, a Rishon, right? It's a Chash of a Sefer, Tanya Rabosi. So he speaks about this. And look what he says on page 6. It says, "Matzasi shenimtza the madbeya brachas shetova Rabbeinu Yosef brachas Chanukah shetiva lahadlik Torah sofer. Because it's a Torah sofer. Aval pisha b'cholas from kosub l'hadlik. It's a mistake. Why? The sagil halakha l'di shliach. It was the same kasha that the Ramban had. And the Ramban tries to give a teretz that it, you know, but he says no. He says that that it's al, and that this whole thing of le is a Torah sofer. And that's the, like the Yerushalmi. Oh, but now I want to show you a new yisod from the Tshuvas Marach or Zaruah. That's the son of the Or Zaruah. Page. But this is a good yisod. This Tanya Rabasi makes a lot of sense. You know, and it's Yerushalmi, but it's against what we do. We don't do that. We do l'hadlik there Shalchanukah. Oh, so he says like this. No. So first he has a yisod of when do you say mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho. When do you say? Let me ask you a question. He says an unbelievable question. I never thought of it in my life. The minhag is we send our kids, Baruch Hashem, to yeshiva, even though it's our chov to teach them Torah. So why don't you say homeschooling? Homeschooling. Mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho. How come we don't say such a thing? Some people do. But some people are big believers. There are big believers out there of homeschooling. But that's not my shita. That's not most people's shita. We send our kids to yeshiva. So, but in the mitzvah to teach Torah, and you should say, that's one question. When do you say mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho, and when don't you say it? Because obviously by Talmud Torah, we don't seem to say it. And then the second question is when you make when a shliach does the mitzvah, in the places where you can have shlichus, like a first is true. So does the shliach make the bracha? Does he always make the bracha? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So let's see. So he says he's sowed. First, he says some mitzvahs obviously b'gufo you can't say, like by tefillin you can't make a shliach, right? So by sukkah, by lulav, etc.
You have a caregiver.
Yeah, but it's on your body, not on his body.
But on a talis koton, you make all mitzvah tzitzis.
Yeah. Okay, talis koton is. So he says like this. Look on page 9, and the second, on the right side, the paragraph that begins, Achein, the first word in the line is Raglo. He says, V'davka b'kiddushin, mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho. Right? Say a person, he doesn't want to show up at his own wedding. So he points a shliach for the kiddushin. So he says, so you shouldn't do that. Mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho. So why is that? Why do you say that? So he says, why? She'ein ha-shliach nena min ha-kedushin klum. Because you say mitzvah min ha-shlucho when the mitzvah is, you're the one getting the benefiting from the mitzvah. Like, it's your wife now. The shliach is not nena from the kedushin, fakert. Now he can't marry this woman because it's married to someone else. Shenishlich nenam kedushin klum. V'adrama nifsa shenaseres halav. אבל משחיתה ואפר שתחל וכיוצא בהם, לא יהיה מצב בו יוסי ממשלוחו. כאשר נגו כל רבסיינו, כל העולם. He says, but other things like שחיתה, for example. So even if you know הלכה שחיתה, and you know how to שחת even, you could still give it to someone else to שחת for you. No, because there, everyone's equally benefiting from the shechita. Now this meat is kosher for everybody. So everyone, so you can give it, so you can make the, do the shechita, you can get the shliach to do the shechita, etc. First is challah. But by kedushin, you're the only one benefiting. So then we say mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. Like, in, that's where the source is in the Gemara in kedushin. Ish mekadosh bo b'shlucho, and the Gemara says, but mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho.
Yeah, but in Hafreshes Chala by Chaburos of Matzahs, there are some Chaburos that are makpid that everybody should take their own Chala to be mizakah them that they should have the mitzvah. Now they're not getting more hanoah from it or less hanoah from it, but they have the schutz of performing a mitzvah.
Right, but the simple pshat he's going to say is that that's not necessary. You know,
and necessary, but it's there's a mila to it of some sort. No,
We'll see what the Marach or Zeruah says.
Okay.
Two lines from the bottom. V'chein yehei gam b'hafreshes chala v'lilmod es b'no Torah she'betchila maskirim melamdim v'ein ha'av atzmo melamdim. Because we do that l'chatchila. We hire melamdim or we send people to yeshiva. L'chatchila we do that. What's the answer? Because the fact that he becomes the Talmid Chacham, he becomes with it, that's the benefit of all Klal Yisrael. The fact that you got married, that's for you. This woman is yours. V'chein Mila, even look what he says. Afilu Av Uman, even if the father is totally capable of giving a bris Mila. Yochel lechatchila lo mar laachel lamo. Favu bishem mila in amol nena. Kam avi abin en nena. Him shovim. And when they're shovim, so either one could do it lechatchila, and the shaliach also can make the bracha. But for kedushin, it's mitzvah Rabbi Yosef Mishlucho. So then any sover klal sheyuchel hashliach levarach lekade. They used to have the bracha. We don't have this bracha b'zmanazeh. L'kadesh ha'isha. We have the brachas eris in a different nusach, but they used to have the bracha l'kadesh ha'isha.
By the Taimanim, they make the bracha of the brachas.
Yeah, I was once in Masada Kedushin, and the chassan asked me if he could make the bracha. So I let him make the bracha. But he says, so, and therefore, by Kiddushin, you shouldn't have the Shliach because it's your thing. Unless the Mishaleach is Omen Etzlo, the Shomev Yotze Bibirkas HaShliach. But other things, by Mila, even if the father's not there, the boy is making the bracha, he can make the bracha. Or by Hafrashas Chal, even though the Baal of the East is not there, so he points to Shliach, he can make the bracha. But here, he says, by Kiddushin, you say Mishra Bo Shliach, it's a mitzvah, it's his mitzvah. But by other things, by Talmud Torah, it's everyone's benefiting from his learning. Everyone's benefiting from the Mila. So what about Halakha's Neres Chanukah? You go further down. The first word in the law is kulon. V'chein badlok is nechanika. Im Ruven madlik neirosav shil Shimon. Say Ruven is going to be a shliach for Shimon. Then he can't make the bracha. K'derev shergim. He can't remember why. Because the rabbi, the David Weiss, when I was saying the share yesterday, said, because this is like Kiddush. This is your mitzvah. It's your mitzvah of Chanukah. So it's like Kiddushin. So therefore you should make the bracha. You could appoint the shliach, because it's not a mitzvah begufo, like tefillin, but it's still your mitzvah, and you could only, so you could only make the bracha, the shleif can only make the bracha if the mishaleach is standing there. Fim Ruvin, Madlik, they wrote Shul Shimon, and he says, you know what, the minhag used to be, when there was an almana, like someone said in the show yesterday, that the women don't like to light. Some women don't like to light. So some women, if I care, want to light. But some women, even when they lose their husband, they don't want to light. So they get a man to light. Kesheish almana babayis or meris leecha meanchi abayis. Lahadlik neirosim b'shvilo. I don't know what they mean echad meanchi abayis because
they live in the
bayis, but they're not part of the family. So because it's not, it was else that's their mitzvah too. So it means probably maybe a neighbor or a boarder. Sfaruni shalo yivarech, elam ken yamod mishalech mitzido v'yetze b'brichosam. Because again, when it's, so he says two yisodos. Mitzvah bo yosef b'mishlucho is only when it's your mitzvah. And you're the one benefiting. So then you should do the mitzvah and you should make the bracha. If somebody else is, and someone else can't make the bracha unless you're standing there and listening. But if it's not your mitzvah per se, it's, like Rabbi David Weiss said, it's result oriented or something like that, then it's everyone's mitzvah. So then there's no mitzvah by Yom Mishra Shlucho. And then the other person can make the bracha lechatchila as well. So that's what the Sefer Kabbal Nachaloso, he says this psak, that the person is going to be away. There's a possibility that you could put shlich, but he can't make the bracha. I would say you're going to be on the airplane, and you're not going to have an opportunity to make the. You know, some will hold that you could use battery menorahs or things like that. But if you assume not like that, so he says, I can come into your house and light your shemen, like the Ramban said, it has to be your shemen, but he shouldn't make the bracha based on this marach or zeruah.
The wife would make the bracha because it's her mitzvah too.
Oh, if there's a wife there, we're talking about, say, they're both, the husband and wife are both on the plane. Or but this is this comes up a lot by chasen, as it comes up when the chasen kala, they're going to go to a hotel and where they're going to light that night is a whole. Some shittas hold you can light at the chasen, some hold not, but the hotels don't let you light. So the question is, could you have someone go into the house and light? So, yeah, so that's a separate discussion whether the electric ones are good or not. But let's assume not like that. This is so, but this is a fascinating. So you have this Ramban it's explaining that it's lahadlik, but lahadlik is where only when there's no shliach here. The shliach, but it has to be your shaman. Well, the Tanya Rabasi says no, in Achanami, it's not. It's not a right gear, it's a mistake. Toh sofer. It's a mistake. When the Yerushalmi says Beferish. Al Halakas Neiris Chanukah. But let me tell you another thing. There's another nusach here on page 15. The way the Shulchan Aruch has it, on page 15, Toh Feresh Ayin Vav Sif Aleph, Lahalik Ner Chanukah, not Shel Chanukah. Or some have the Mogen of Rum has it, Shel Chanukah is Teva Achas. Yeah. And the Arizal in the Ber Hetev on page 15, Kenchos of Arizal, Teva Achas. And some say the Arizal, wanted that there should be only 13 words because connected the 13 protzos of. Pirtzos of the Sorek, parts of Chomos Migdalai. So that's this mission on Midos, page 17. Lifnim Yisrael Sorek Govo Asar Tvachim U'shloshes Rei Protzos Ha'yusham She'protzum Malchei Yavon Chazru G'dorum. So the, and that's, they say, the Mefarshim say, you know what the idea is? The idea is that if, you know, the Soreg was where they, is the Rishonim say is the divider between where Goyim could go and Yisraelim could go. So that was the divider. And the Ivanim wanted to say, no, there's no divide. And that's the 13 protos of Kenegadah, the Yud Gimel Midah, the Svarim right, Kenegadah, Yud Gimel Midah, Torah Shabbat Peh. And the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Gemara says, again, that was only for Klal Yisrael. But they don't like that divide. So they wanted to, they wanted to ruin that divide. So we, Dafka, with the Neiris Chanukah, we want to mashlim, and therefore we, Dafka, have what? A bracha of 13 tevish. Halik Neir Chanukah, or Shelah Chanukah is one. And the same as Zichron Shmuel is a big gadol in Muncie Zatzal, from Shmelka Taubenfeld. So he says an unbelievable thing on page 20. He says, "Pam achas, and say for shal echad as a admo miskvira. Matam ochlim b'chanukah lactis." So he says, "Why lactis? Vayasham Reb Chaim Isaac. Upon all the admo, we saw him who yodei is a tam. Yes, this fellow Reb Chaim Isaac. Do you understand? Is there a reason? Yan Reb Chaim Isaac ich weis nicht. I don't know." He says, "Ober by uns, but men nit gefragt." But we don't ask this question. The Yomer Admor Miskira Shehu Shamatam Shehalatkes, page 21, Umiloshen Lata, Hainu Tlai, a patch. Hakavana Lahasim Tlai, Al Hayud Gimel, it looks like a patch. You know, Lahasim Tlai, Al Hayud Gimel Pirzo Shepirzo Yivon and Bechomas Beis Hamikdash.
Okay,
but that's the idea, that we have to patch up the, to keep that identity. So it comes out, we have three different nuschos on Neiris Chanukah. Is it Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah? Is it Al Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah? Or is Lahadlik Ner Chanukah or Ner Shalah Chanukah? And those are two different things of what this is all about. So that's why I wanted to show you this this idea. So this is the share I gave yesterday, then there were Q&A, but since it didn't record, I figured we'll say it over today. And it's a good kedai to hear this share, and it's interesting. And the same from the Nechemel Nachal also quotes a lot of these Makoros, and he says that if you need a shliach, so you shouldn't have, and you're going to be away, so then Hanami, the shliach shouldn't make the, should not make the bracha because it's really your mitzvah, and therefore he should make the bracha. The shliach should not make the bracha based on this marach or zeruah. But it's a fascinating that marach or zeruah, especially the question about Talmud Torah. Why don't we do mitzvah bo of Yosher Mishlocho?
What does
he
not
nana? Right, the mitzvah shalchu when you're the one who's nana, so then you should make the bracha.
Why? The chalos is still occurring.
Yeah, but still, it's your bracha, and you should. Yeah. Okay, think about it. Something to think about. But the Marach or Zeruah is a fascinating, both in terms of when you say Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho, number one, and also in terms of when who can make the bracha by when the shliach does it. Okay. So this is okay. So we'll take a 2-minute break, and then we'll do Parshas Hashavua.